In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Tom Wiedegardner, Director of Cotton Research and Marketing at Cotton Incorporated. This is cut one, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
The erosion control industry fits real nice because cotton gin byproducts work really well at controlling erosion. And as part of our sustainability green message, where we're taking a liability and a waste material, post-industrial waste, if you will, and solving another problem, which is erosion and soil loss on construction sites. And so we've moved that on into other building type products where we can replace wood, sawdust, wood flowers, particle board, fiber board, a lot of those types of building materials. We've got a company in Washington that's looking at making countertops out of cotton liners. It's an exciting product. We've got another company that's looking at making a roll-on wallpaper out of cotton liners. And all that does is just create more demand and more value for cotton byproducts.
This is cut two, starchy machines on one. Three, two, one.
If you reduce your inputs or you increase the value of your outputs, a lot of our ag research staff focus on reducing the input cost of growing cotton. I focus on increasing the value of the outputs. So by creating an increased value for cotton gin trash, which is generally a liability for cotton gins, and making it worth $5, $10, $15, $20 a ton.
This is cut three, starchy machines on one. Three, two, one.
Any revenue that the ginner can get, like this year, we've got just an outrageous price for cottonseed. Anything that, in a gin for seed situation, any of that surplus revenue that a gin has because of the high price of cottonseed, that goes directly back to the producer's bottom line. And we believe that the same thing will happen on the gin waste. If a gin can capture value on the gin waste, they can reduce their ginning charges. That goes right back. It's not even a trickle back. It directly goes right back to the producer's bottom line, generally.